It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 871.
It's Weekend Banter. Welcome, Jessica Lucas, Mr. 97. How are we, Gronks?
What's happening?
Good.
What's
good,
going
thank
on?
You.
That's good. Yeah. That's very good. The steps are on. So it is, what is it, October 3, Saturday, October 3, and we have started the step challenge. Jess, are we signing up somewhere?
Oh, yeah.
Oops. Why haven't you signed up already?
Well, you haven't told us where to sign up.
I sent
up,
you the
you?
Link.
Okay, where?
No, you did. She did.
Okay,
she did.
Where?
Not sure.
I sent you
it
the link.
Was,
in
it
the
was
Slack.
Dancing on
sorry,
the page.
I shouldn't.
Okay, put in Asana, please. All right, so anyway, what's the what's God. The deal? Where can other Gronks participate in the walking challenge?
They can. Maybe we should do a post on social media with all the details. Mm-hmm. And they can watch you fail because you haven't met your steps yet for the past 3 days.
Oh, yeah. Ouch.
Well, so this is the problem.
Ouch.
So I've just been working hard, guys.
You
so,
have. You've worked hard. I feel bad
so
saying
early
that.
Morning and then evening, because you asked me on Thursday, you said, hey, are you hiding your steps from us? And I was like, no, I haven't left the fucking apartment. And so, but Bree has said that today, tomorrow, this whole weekend, we are going to go big or go home. Yeah. And yeah, we won't be going home until we've done our steps.
Well, that, and you're going to have to make up quite a few for the days that you've missed.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Yes, mate.
Running is the worst bang for your buck when it comes to steps.
What do you mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. Well, so walking, if you walk the same distance as you run, you're going to get more steps walking than you are running.
Yeah.
And can we just not only that, do you feel worse when you run? And it has more of an impact on your body.
Definitely.
It's when it's
yeah.
not great.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like running either.
Zero-sum yeah. game. let's just go around the room, talk about how many steps that we forecast for the month individually uh-huh. that we wanted to hit.
How many
Josh,
we said? Yeah.
Kick it off.
500,000.
Yeah. Sev?
300,000.
I said 500,000, and I don't know if I want to commit to it anymore. But
why?
We'll see how we go. Just because it's hard. I've done it. I've done the 16,000 a day mm-hmm. to date, and it's hard to get in.
It is. It is. Yeah. Realistically, I'm thinking 10,000 a day. So that's
300.
10,000 steps.
Yeah, 310,000.
310,000 steps in a mm-hmm. month.
Okay.
Which I think is realistic. Because you could yep. make it up over a few days. If you miss one, you could
I
make it up
I
over.
I thought you meant just make it up, just put in a random number.
Yeah, there is a manual add into the 1 foot forward platform, so mm-hmm. you could.
Oh, is there... Oh, one... Yeah, okay.
So
well, I guess they're
the
not tapping into
you shouldn't have told
all right.
us that, mate.
Mm-hmm. No, it's me.
But no cheaters. Can we get it packed?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I feel like...
Yeah.
I don't trust Mason.
George is in this too, and I'm worried about him.
Cheating.
I feel like if anyone's going to cheat, it's going to be George.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, sure. I agree.
If George pulls out 20,000 steps a day...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would be good to work out some sort of accountability thing or like auditing that could happen. Like I wonder
so
if
you can we can do it through Strava okay. you can it directly hooks into the platform.
No, that's and annoying. We can that's annoying. I thought maybe
hang on, it's not the same as Apple.
The Apple I mean we've all got the iPhone, so I think that's like if you just forgot to take your iPhone, which you won't, Josh,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't matter. It's in data's in the phone, so we just
sure.
it's pretty that's transparent. Mm-hmm. Isn't it?
Yeah,
that we're just seeing, mm-hmm. we're seeing that, so it's going to align.
Yeah, because you'll be but able no. to see like specific times. I don't think we want to be doing extra activity, like adding in other activities, which can happen. To your point, Mace, where it's like, ah, I did this jog, but I didn't have my phone. Like, no, it all needs to be coming through the app.
Well, the
so
whole
is Bree
purpose
getting
of
involved?
Yeah, she will to a certain degree. I don't think she'll probably do 10,000 like TJ because she's also doing the gym, or not the gym, PT or whatever.
PT,
yeah,
mm-hmm. yeah. Well, I think there's the reality of committing to something like steps. It's not about the running. It's just about the moving or the mm-hmm. walking. It's just like I was looking like I was about to rob a house last night out the front of my joint. I got to like 9,200 steps and I was just like, pacey up and down like a junkie waiting for his dealer to rock up. And I'm just like, I was like shuffling. I was doing small walk and like, but I was moving more than I would have just been doing long strides. And so you start looking a bit weird. Like
the traffic light runners that are like jumping up and down or whatever. Like if they stop, they're going to die.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So no, it's good. We'll check in next week, see where we're at. But it's your own mission, right? So Josh, yeah. I know you well enough that I wasn't going to bring that heavy-handed approach like Jess did today to you because I knew you would have said.
Well, Jess,
and I know you have been working.
Mm-hmm. You know, but I know that I can do it. I know that it's actually like I'm the type of guy to make up the time and to do it. I think the thing is, what annoys me is when I have a phone call, there's been a couple of times where I've had an hour-long phone call and I've thought about it after it. I'm like, I could have been moving. But it's annoying because I've got the stationary bike, but this isn't a bike race. And so...
No. Yeah.
And also, you don't know if you're going to need to be in front of your computer.
Yes. Well, I mean, that was a concern that you had. But I think...
Are we talking about work hours, guys?
Yeah, well, definitely. No. Yeah. No, well, I think that's the thing, right? Like, work hours on... this was actually before the 1st of October when I was sort of... I actually did more steps leading up to October than I have in October. But the... but TJ, you and I had like a walk meeting over the phone, and so you can have them, but I guess you need something like a second brain, like drafts, where you can be putting in the data as you go.
I would like to sort of flag something if we are doing walking meetings. I don't want them. You can't use your AirPods anymore. I take mine off because I know how annoying they are for the listener. So I hold my phone because once you hold. Okay, I just got a text message. Bodhi just did a shit in the yard.
Oh, no.
Oh.
What are you going to do?
Jesus Christ. It's freshly mowed grass.
Oh, no.
And
it's going to all stick to it. It's going to roll it up like it's a fucking...
I haven't told you this story.
Coconut bowl.
Sorry, I'll get back to...
You were talking about the AirPods.
AirPods. I'll get to that. Mm-hmm. But Amy just followed up with a comment from Bodhi just as he was about to do the shit, which was... I just want it to be like the park.
Oh, no.
Which needs context. Oh, this needs context.
No, I think I get it, right?
No.
The dog shit. Hey.
No.
You shat at the park.
What? The other day, I took Bodhi to the park and he's toilet trained now. He knows when he's about to do poo-poo.
Yeah. Questionable.
Yeah. And
goes in the kitty litter.
And he's like, I need to do a poo. I was like, okay, let's go back to the cafe. This cafe where he's got them all under his thumb, they let him use the toilet. And so we got there. We went in. I sat him down. I just need to do a wee-wee. And I get it. I get it when you're busting and you have to actively start moving your body and it actually goes up back in. It's like it's gone back into its cave. And so he's like, no, I don't feel like it anymore. Uh-huh. So I was like, okay, you sure? Yep, sure. Walked back to the park, started playing. Mm-hmm. Next minute, Dad, I need to do poo-poo.
Coffee. He's had his coffee from the cafe. I get it.
But the thing is, I wasn't going to risk it this time because I knew that he'd had some time, you know, for it to sort of just really sort of start manifesting.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, oh my God.
The
Bodhi
manifesto.
I've got some tissues in my pocket and let's just do it in the bushes.
Oh no.
Oh God.
And so we went to the bushes and I had him up. I had him over my leg and it was like he was on a toilet and he just pushed one out. And it was ginormous. One piece.
Did you pick it up and put it in the bin at least?
I went and got something from the bin and I put it
in... Like a poo bag. Are you going to have to start carrying poo bags to the park? Just on it with his lead?
I took it, put it in the bin. It was away. But he thought it was hilarious. This is the problem. And so he's
Should
gone
you have just let him shit? Why not just let him shit? I feel like shitting your pants... Is actually a better lesson.
Tommy's going to have to clean it anyway. He's going to have
to. Yeah. I feel like it would have. What was the risk in him shitting himself?
It's an absolute pain. Josh, he's not a child anymore, really. Think about you doing it and then imagine you sitting in the car.
Sure.
Like, just think about the logistics if you did it now. 5Ks.
So, too far to walk.
Way too far to walk. And so, anyway, I let him do it. And in my head, I'm justifying it, thinking, mate, look at all these fucking dog walkers around here. They let their dogs
people watching?
They pick it up. Nah, no one was. I wouldn't do it if someone's watching. You know, because I feel the embarrassment. He doesn't yet
get it.
Was
it because you were set up like a toilet seat?
Oh, man. It was bad. Anyway, that's what's happened. But this is the consequence of that.
Mm. Jess, do you have any...
in his own backyard.
Jess, do you have any poo stories? Have you ever shit yourself?
Not that I want to share with you, JJ.
Oh, really?
But I can tell you about...
What about me?
No, none of you. Or our listeners. Bushwees.
Bush, sure.
So, two things. We used to go and have barbecues out in the bush with the family and whatever, and my pop made a bush toilet for us that we could sit in, and every time we'd go, he'd dig a hole, he'd pop the toilet, like the chair and the toilet seat over the top of it, and it'd just be like a normal toilet into the ground. And then you'd bury it after it.
So, what's the actual... So, a barbecue in the bush... What are you rocking?
Like
it's not a Traeger like grill. What are you using?
No, like is it like a
Weber?
Yeah. No, I don't know.
Like
it had
a Coles
like a miniature gas bottle, and it would just it was just like a Coles.
Oh, hang on. So is it like a like a camping
like
burner?
A stove
like a portable thing? Yeah.
So you go to the bush to then cook, or you're staying at the bush and you just the weird bit is we would barbecue in the bush,
going to the bush
to cook and then you'd go home, or are you staying there overnight?
Yeah. No, we never stayed. I don't like camping.
I mean, where you grew up, Jess, there's bushy areas very close to you, right? It's like...
Yeah.
You did live in the country, essentially.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do. And there's... there was like places that we went and it'd have like heaps of vast land and rocks and boulders and stuff everywhere that we'd just go and play as kids and take the four-wheelers out and stuff and, just have barbecues in the middle of the bush. So, that was one thing. And then I remember, did you guys ever, like when you needed to stop to go to the toilet on the side of the road after a big road trip or whatever, your dad or your mum would have to like hold you up against a tree and you'd put your legs up on a tree and...
We can just sort of stand up and do it. So we don't have to.
I could stand up inside the car and piss out the window. Yeah. That's the privilege of a male. But you're right. No, Jess, I hadn't even thought about that. Like for Bodhi, the difference with Bodhi is I have him standing upright and then I hold his chest and I lean him front ways. So he's like on an angle, on a 45 angle, so it doesn't go on him. So it's like the girl thing. My friend's just had a baby girl, and he has a son who's the same age as Bodhi, and we were just talking about. He's like, yeah, man, it's a different thing. You know, it's just like for a dude, for a guy, a real blokey bloke that has to navigate that as a parent. It's it only makes you a better human. Mm-hmm. It definitely only makes you a better human when you. Dealing with, you
surely know, he's seen that anatomy before, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's different when it's your daughter. I think as an immature man that could, think about wheeze and poos, which most of us are, there's something that comes over you when you have to do it for your own child where that disappears and it's just focus mode. It's like, fucking, this is what you're going to do, front to back, back to whatever. You know, I'll work this out. I fucking got it.
Did you guys ever do Outward Bound?
Heard of it? No. Never did it.
My brother did it. Sam, he absolutely loved it. He did it in New Zealand.
It's like South Tubs? Island.
It's like, I feel like I've heard of private schools in Melbourne doing it. You go away for a week or so and you literally just have to, you're in the bush for a week. And you have to, like, camp and you have to hike everywhere and dig your own toilets and that kind of stuff.
It's like a VCAL thing or, like...
Can we confirm it's for private schools? Because I was under the impression it was a private school thing.
I've heard of Outward Bound. Like, I remember hearing about it a bunch. I went to a public school, but... I mean, TJ, you went to that place in regional Victoria. What was that called? Where you would sort of you went there for a bit with your school.
Yeah, it was called Clumes, and it was that same theory when they get to year nine and they're probably causing ruckus, taking drugs. Let's send them away for a month.
Oh yeah, because
the poo monster's just grabbing mom,
and he's got a plant. Is that a plant that is, or is that his head?
It's a that's his bogan haircut at the moment.
Sorry,
just on the Outward Bound thing. It's actually an organisation, Outward Bound Australia. About Outward Bound, and so
maybe
this
we could
is
do
like,
it as a team.
Oh, we can do it. There are 3 to 5 day programs, or you can do the 7 to 12 day program.
Mm-hmm. It's so essentially a self development. It's a self development week, like workshop. Like they've got a grid here: people, place, process, impact, soft skills, authentic adventure, hard. Like it's a real discovery of your human self.
So, where did everyone go? What's, Jess, like, I mean, you were you grew up in Bendigo, and so like I feel like when we went on camps, we were going sort of regional. I did Camp Waterman was one, which I think was like maybe in the Dandenongs or something. Yeah, they all have flying. They all have the same thing.
Yeah,
a flying rope fox. Climb. Yeah, all that's an archery, and a lot
Rotunda.
Of Lynx, a lot of Lynx deodorant. But the were you going into the city for your camps, or what were your school camps?
No, so we went. I remember we went to Ballarat, the Sovereign Hill.
Yeah, we did that
place one day.
Yeah, did you do it as a camp? Did you actually stay there though?
Yeah, we stayed there.
Yeah,
it was one night. That was like a grade 5 or something thing.
Mm-hmm. Did you get dressed up?
I don't know if I got dressed up that time, but I definitely have been dressed up there before.
Okay,
I love Sovereign Hill.
Yeah, we could. It is good fun.
Raspberry drops flow out.
Yeah. Raspberry drops are the best, aren't they?
They are really
good.
Someone
took me on a date there one time. It was.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
What a spot.
I don't know. Because it was like we were adults.
And what was the deal? I mean,
how
it's sort
old?
Of cute.
How old?
It would have been. It would have been 21.
You were 21. And so what's the deal? Yeah. Like, what's the. Is it cute?
What you're
walking
do?
Through the 1800s, like holding hands, learning about the
it
gold
wasn't
rush.
That cute. I just felt it was a little bit weird for a date because we went away, and I was like, I love the beach. Like, let's go to the beach.
You did not stay at Sovereign Hill, did you? On a date,
we stayed in Ballarat.
Okay, yeah, sure. I don't think you can stay there unless you're at school. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you got dressed up for then?
For gold,
did you?
This is so bizarre. No, did you, I didn't. Okay. I just remember. Saying to mum, I was like, I just really don't want to go. Like, I don't want to go. Like, how do I get out of this? She's like, he's paid for 2 nights. You have to go.
Oh, no.
You don't have to. I mean, how did that happen? How did, like, there's some poor communication if someone's
I just didn't really like him that much, and he was just,
okay,
sure. Too keen.
90 says, have you worked out what you're going to do in regards to dates going out and about? Because you've basically gotten away with not doing a single date. Like, you've had a girlfriend for, what is it? How long has it been now? Are you counting down the months?
It's almost 6 months.
Almost 6 months. You got something big planned for, when's the 6 month mark?
The 6 months is on the 10th.
It's huge. It's huge. And so when I was, when Brian and I first started dating for the first year, it was like I remember mum and dad, or like just people in general, get pissed off when you're like, oh, it's our 1 month anniversary. It's like, well, an anniversary is like a year, but whatever. And so we'll do something every month where it was like, it's quite costly, really. But have there been any sort of, do you do any sort of milestone stuff? I see by your face that you haven't.
Nope. No, so the first sort of milestone would be the 6 months, but I don't think we're doing anything. We're not doing anything big for it, I don't think.
Okay.
I've That's seen when
I
when
to
I
do book, anything for it, mate. Don't worry about it.
Nah. When I book in say the Cal invites for all of us during, you know, the on a Sunday for the week, I always see Sev's has blocked out the Saturday night. He's got it in the diary.
Night. Yeah.
Date
cook,
night.
Yeah, cook, put it in the calendar. Everyone's like, Bree even saw my calendar because I've got Mason's on there. She's like, cook night. What are we cooking? Like, just ignore that. That's
it's not ours.
I panic thinking my rent's due, but it's just yours, Josh.
And so Mace, I don't know if I would agree with what TJ and Jess are saying. I think that step up, like it is nice to over deliver. Yes, you don't actually have to, in the most part with these things, you don't have to do anything in this world. However, doing nothing isn't romantic. Like what is romance? I reckon romance is doing something for someone, or like your partner, that you don't actually have to do. Mm. And so if you use that as a filter,
want to do.
Exactly. And so the filter of, no, you don't have to do it. Like there's a lot of people who would live by that and they're just shit in relationships.
Can I just make a point?
Yes.
I don't mean don't be romantic, Mason, but I don't want you to go out and say, Grace, let's go on a date because it's our 6-month anniversary or our 7-month anniversary. Just do it because you want to do it, because you want to be romantic, as Josh said.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, the thing is, I think we would celebrate it in that.
Oh, here we go. He's really come around, hasn't he? Not doing anything to Josh said, I have to do something. It's got to be. It's not romantic to listen to. But what's something romantic that you've done in the last 2 months? And I'm asking you. You don't ask me. Go.
2 months. No, we probably did it two months. Well, like when we do date nights and stuff, like there was a couple of times where there was like getting candles out. And then, like, I wanted to put them on the floor, but that's a bit of a fire hazard. So they ended up just sitting on a desk.
Right next to our fucking computer that we bought.
Yeah, I get it.
That's a fire, mate. That's a dangerous move.
I hope those candles have insurance.
You're ahead of Josh and I if you're even booking in Saturday night, date night. We're deep in the relationship and. Mm-hmm. Tell you what, those Cal invites would come in handy to make me sort of snap out of it.
Well, I have said to Brie every night's a date night, which could be seen as a slight cop out. But so what is the, what is it that, like, if you were to look at outside of ISO, what have you promised Grace? What's on the list of things, like Sovereign Hill, I'm sure, like it's outside your radius at the moment, but that will be high up on there. What else do you want to do?
We want to go to the beach.
Okay.
Love to go to the beach. I think a day out would be fun, going to the beach.
Which beach?
Oh, well, it probably has to be down like Portsea or Lawn or something like that.
Okay.
Lawn.
Something a bit nicer than like St Kilda or...
Sure.
Definitely, yes.
I feel like the St Kilda's a cop out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What else? I mean, we haven't actually spoken about, like, date night going out when things open up.
No, you need but, to
I mean,
inventive.
This is, I guess, yeah, I guess if you need some help, bro, just ask, because I know it's... I reckon Jess is your girl to ask.
Okay.
Because you're not going to somehow know that the good restaurants are here, because it's... You haven't... Since I've known you, I don't think you've ever been out for dinner. And so... Yeah. Other than to charcoal chicken in Baldwin, but I heard that's pretty good, so I fucking will give you that one. But I think you've got to take hints here. I reckon Jess is your producer of your date nights. Mm. Nothing perfect. To be ashamed of, you know? Can we do that? Mm. Can we do that?
I'd be so happy to take that on for you, Mace.
The producing, the idea of producing a date just reminded me of last year. There was a couple of times where restaurants would reach out and say, hey, we want to offer you to like go and have dinner, like basically like free of charge because we're influencers, you know?
To you guys.
Yeah, yeah, to us. Can you believe it? It's a real raw.
Hurtful, yeah,
but,
Jess.
But anyway.
No. Sorry, I didn't mean that offensively, but it's like an influencer. Came across like that.
Yeah, yeah, it's an influencer thing. And so anyway.
To you two pieces of shit.
Yeah, exactly. So I did it once, and it's a very... very strange situation because they come out and they say like, what do you want? And all that sort of thing. And it's not that like a PR person has booked it in for you. And so you just sort of, and then it's like, oh, but like from a tipping perspective, it would still not be nice. Like, I feel like I should tip at this point. And now surely in 2020, during a pandemic, once things open, like, is there going to be any influencer that's not going to feel like an absolute scumbag going to any form of hospitality and getting a freebie? I feel like that's hard.
No, because the repayment is posting and you drive people there.
Sure, but yeah. I felt awkward, even though like I was posting and all that sort of thing. It just
we should create a movement around influencers. It's time to pay back your meals.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Jess, have you before joining us, you worked in PR? Did you ever look after a restaurant or somewhere where you'd be giving influencers freebies?
No, but when I used to manage the Stables at Como, we would have influencers come in all the time.
Yeah. And what's the sort of etiquette or rule, or how do you sort of... Because I guess it's this fine line where it's like you don't want to... like even when we went to Los Angeles and with Tully and Grant Smiley was very generous at his restaurant, you know, giving us free champagne and all that. So I remember Mason, I don't drink champagne. Shut the fuck up. but do you remember that, Mason? You want the champagne?
Barely.
Yeah, barely.
That's lesson number one for our date.
And so what are some... So, the influencer thing worries me. But I would like to know, Jess,
I love it.
In regards to the feedback or thoughts around Mace, what he could do from a dating perspective, if you were to give... Who could do a weekly thing, one piece of dating advice from Jess?
Okay.
I mean, you are 30 and you're single, so I don't know from a dating advice perspective.
And I've been single for quite a long time.
I like that it's a female... Jess, there's a lot of masculinity. There's a lot of masculine energy here. This is nice. Some female perspective on the sitch.
Okay, great.
Start it off.
Mates, I think... Firstly. Can I start off with one now? Because
this is your time.
This is the first one.
I've got a date, to be honest, in the next couple of minutes, but let's do this.
Wrapping us up?
Okay.
Okay. You know how I feel.
Someone's waiting in a Zoom room for me.
Okay, great.
Mace, at the moment, the weather's picking up. We're allowed outside. We're allowed to sit on grass in a park. Mm-hmm. So, I think what your first date should be is a nice picnic with a nice blanket, pillows, maybe a basket if you have one, and just like
fill it with
like baguettes and cheese and fruit and go chill. And also get day drunk.
Antihistamines?
You need antihistamines.
Yes, I mean. Yeah, definitely.
You do. Yeah, yeah.
Always pack
the hives. Okay, that sounds
and
good.
And then can you send us the date and time, and Josh and I will be there with a long lens.
Yeah,
we will pap it.
Yeah. No, I'd be happy to do that. I don't know. The picnic thing's funny. I see people online doing picnics. Like, some people go over. I do this. Like, there's no doubt. But it's like, you're going for 45 minutes or an hour or maybe even 2 hours for a picnic. And like, people always over cater these things. Like, I love over catering, but it's like, who needs 3 lots of quince paste? And you've got a whole...
You haven't seen my quince ratio.
Yeah, there's like...
Anyone like quince, by the way? Just quince paste?
I love quince paste. Yes. Yeah.
Really?
Just like Mason, your taste buds need to grow.
It comes in those what are those things that people send you? Hampers.
Yes.
Our house, it never gets eaten.
Okay. All right. Anyway, I've got thoughts on picnics, but we can talk about it tomorrow. All right. It's a daily talk show. If you enjoy the show, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Also, share it on Instagram. Otherwise, enjoy the rest of your Saturday, and we'll see you tomorrow, guys. Have a good one.
See you, guys.